Readers have waited almost 15 years for a second novel from the acclaimed Alexander Chi. The wait is over. The Queen of the Night is sprawling, soaring, bawdy, and plotted like a fine embroidery. Lily Ahern is the most famous soprano of the French opera. She's offered the role of a lifetime, an original part written for her. But then she sees that the opera must be based on a part of her life that she's kept under wraps. Who would so precisely, exquisitely, and cruelly use her past against her? Lily Ahern's journey to discover that, and herself, propels the story of the Second French Empire. Alexander Chi, whose first novel was the highly praised Edinburgh, joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Did this story begin for you with a photo of a woman in a cape?
In a way, it did. That was one of the elements that was the most powerful picture of a woman wearing a fur cloak inside of a castle made entirely of ice, holding a torch. And I couldn't quite see her face in the picture, and I just kept looking at it. And there's just something about it all that ended up pulling me into all of this material. It's very strange.
Let me get you to use the extraordinary words you've written in this book to describe the Lily Ahern that the public knows.
In the Paris press, they wrote stories of me constantly. I was receiving and rejecting gifts of incomprehensible splendor. Men were leaving their wives to follow me. Princes were arriving bearing ancient family jewels, keys to secret apartments, secret estates. I was unbearably kind or unbelievably cruel, more beautiful than a woman could be, or secretly hideous, supernaturally pale, or secretly mulatto, or both, the truth hidden under a plaster of powder. I was innocent, or I was the devil unleashed. I had nearly caused wars. I had kept them from happening. I was never in love. I had never loved. I was always in love. Each performance could be my last. Each performance had been my last. The voice was true. The voice was a fraud. The voice, at least, was true.
The voice, at least, was true. Does that have to be the case for a novelist, too?
Well, I suppose you could say it better be. But fiction is a complicated game, right? Of telling a lie that tells the truth.
You spent your childhood, I've read, in South Korea, Kauai, Truk, Guam, and Maine. Does that variety in your background give you some sense of identity with your character?
I think I sort of was, in writing her, I was writing about a certain sense of placelessness, a feeling like I was not from any particular place, as it were.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask, your first novel, Edinburgh, was about a young boy called Fee, who's Korean-American. He's determined that he's gay. You, of course, are named Chi, also of Korean-American background, and gay. A lot of people believe that book had to have autobiographical themes. This novel doesn't have such obvious similarities. Or am I missing something?
I have joked that it is yet another autobiographical novel from Alexander Chi, but I think, you know, the autobiography in this, to the extent that there is any in this, is in things like, you know, when you are a professionally trained singer in a boys' choir, you're very aware that there is a time limit on your voice. Mm. And I think it was then that I began to be fascinated with women sopranos who seemed to have less of a limit, because I loved my voice so much as a child, and I couldn't imagine myself, once I could sing with it, I couldn't imagine who I would be without it.
Yeah.
And so that is very much in this book, I think.
Do you see something of Lillier reflected in women celebrities of today who become instantly wildly famous just long enough for people to begin to find something wrong with them?
Oh, yes. I mean, I think in writing this novel, I think I was writing about many of the things that we still live with today. And I think that, for example, Cora Pearl, who makes a brief appearance in the novel in a sort of bejeweled nude bodysuit with dyed blonde hair. I'm pretty sure she was the first pop star, as it were, to get up on stage in a nude jeweled bodysuit and and perform that way. And now it's, we don't even blink, it happens so much.
Yeah.
But I think she was the first.
I guess one of the questions that your novel keeps peeling back is, you say the voice at least is true, we encounter Lillier through so many different incarnations. Is there something about her that is always true, or is she, does she shapeshift within our imaginations?
That's a very good question. I think, you know, one of the things that I always loved about her was her fierce will to live and to have a destiny that she could believe in, mm-hmm. in a sense. And so through all of her reversals of fortune, all of her adventures, I think that is one of all of the disguises that remains, that all of it is in a sense done to protect that will that remains, even in a sense when she at one point seems to give up on it, that she has some urge to survive that's larger than herself.
Alexander Chi, his novel, The Queen of the Night. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.